Our Wendy's High School Athletes of the Week for this first Wednesday in the month of March are state champions for the third time in just 4 years. It is the Washburn Rural Girls Wrestling Team, which won the team championship down at Hartman Arena in South Central Kansas this past weekend. The third time in 4 years that the Junior Blues have brought home that crown. And to talk all about this season, all about this championship, we welcome in the head coach of the Junior Blues. That is Damon Parker. And Damon, we've gotten pretty familiar with doing these conversations over the last few years, so I'll just leave it big picture to start things off. What is it like to hear that you've been the head coach and that your program has now won three state championships in the last four seasons?
Man, we're blessed. We're very grateful. And I'm, you know, like seeing your phone number pop up on the caller ID is always a good thing. I mean, it's something good that's happened. So, yeah, we're very fortunate that we've got a super supportive community around our wrestling program and super supportive administration, and they put us in a position to be successful.
This year in particular, and we'll talk about some of the athletes and some of the wrestlers specifically in just a moment, but the way it finished this year, a little bit different. Nobody from Washburn Rural in one of the championship matches, and yet still, by the end of one of the third place matches, you guys knew that you were going to win the state championship. What was that like? How different was that from years past when maybe there was an individual or two who were competing for individual titles to already know by the end of the day, hey, we've got this wrapped up?
Well, it's kind of a strange situation because not on the girls' side, but on the boys' side, when I was coaching the boys, we had years where we didn't put anybody in the finals, but we weren't in the conversation as far as bringing home a trophy from the state tournament. So this year was a unique experience, but at the same time, it's like, it's amazing to me how many people, including who you would think would have a trained eye, look at the results at the end of the first day and think that your team's out of the running. Like, I had a lot of coaches come up to me and, like, not really try to give me a consolation, but say, man, better luck next year, all that kind of stuff. And I was like, no, man, like, this is the end of the first quarter. Like, we're not even close to finished yet. And I went back to the hotel that night and worked my way through the brackets, worked through the scoring, and just kind of called a team meeting. And I was like, look, all your goals are still there. And we did not go into that tournament with the goal of winning state. Like, I think the easiest way to win a state championship is to stop talking about winning state championships. It's about scoring the next point. And in each individual match, you got to break it down to the most minute level that you can. And so that's what we told our girls in the hotel on Wednesday night was, look, don't worry about that 29-point deficit. Instead, worry about scoring the next point in your next match. And regardless of the situation, if you're focused on scoring the next point, things generally work out in our favor. And, you know, I didn't let them know the night before that second day of competition, I didn't tell them that they were going to win a state championship. But looking at the brackets, I knew the way the math was going to work out. If we wrestled the way that I knew that our girls were capable of wrestling, I knew that we were going to bring it home, even though we didn't have anybody in the finals. And they did a good job of living up to our high expectations for them.
We're chatting with Damon Parker, the head coach of Washburn Rural Girls Wrestling. The Junior Blues are our Wendy's High School Athletes of the Week after picking up their third state championship as a team over the past four seasons. Obviously an incredible accomplishment. And the mindset, Damon, of your group going into this year. You mentioned that you weren't talking once you got to state about winning the state championship. It's just a point-by-point kind of view of the competition. But for your girls and for the wrestlers who have been there now for 4 years, your senior class, or even wrestlers who have been there for a number of years at this point, what was their mindset going into postseason matches, going into state just in general? Did it feel like business as usual for them?
Well, I don't know if it's business as usual because it doesn't matter how good of a wrestler you are. You still have the same nerves as everybody else. And, you know, we went into it with the mindset, well, it's hard for me to say what's going on between a kid's ears, you know, but I can tell you what we preached to them and what we were hoping was their mindset. And that was just being grateful for the opportunity. Like, our varsity lineup only had two seniors in it. We're a very young team. And so for those kids, especially Alexis and Addie, it was, this is your last run at this thing. Like, just don't have any self-doubt when it's done. Like, you go out there and you go 0-2, but you leave everything out there that you possibly can, like, you don't have to look back on your career with any kind of regret or self-doubt. And neither one of those kids is in that position right now. You know, they both did absolutely everything they could to help their team. And with everyone as a whole, we told them, that, you know, regardless of the situation, regardless of the score, regardless of the outcome the last time you wrestled this girl, regardless of what, how much pressure is on that match, expect to win and truly believe you will. And like we told him, you know, bold, italicize, all caps, underline that word truly and truly believe. Because, like, and they took that to heart. I can tell you that was part of their mindset. Because I went through the brackets and counted. And we had 13 matches during that state tournament where we were behind in the third period and we ended up winning the match, usually by pin. And that just doesn't happen unless you've got that mindset of who cares what the score is. I expect to win as long as I'm still second wind and there's still seconds left on the clock.
The lasting image for me from state wrestling this year, Damon, is a shot. Brian Terrell of the Wyandotte Daily took this, and it's you hoisting Addie Broxterman in the air after she won her third place match, and just the joy and the excitement, it just emanates through the photo. In that moment when she picked up that win and you knew that it was academic, you guys were going to win the state championship as a team, what was that moment like for you? What was that moment like for her and for the entire team?
Man, that was something that I will remember until the day that I die. It really is. It was one of the most special moments of my entire coaching career. And I told anybody that would listen on Thursday, it's like the wrestling gods just kind of have a way of making things work out. And that we call that the rocket ship, whenever somebody gets lifted up like that. And the rocket ship is reserved for state champions. We do it whenever someone wins a state title. They come over. They get their moment lifted up high for everybody to see. It's kind of the Simba from the Lion King moment, you know. And knowing going into this that we weren't going to have a state champ this year, that was not a premeditated rocket ship thing. It was just like it was a culmination of 4 years of Addie's hard work. Because one thing that kind of gets lost when you're the stud like Addie Broxterman is, and you're the person that everybody expects to win every time you step out on the mat. The excitement and the pounding on the mat and the crowd going crazy, that kind of diminishes a little bit when you always win, because that's what people expect of you. And it's not a surprise when you win. And so Addie never got to have that moment where the entire place goes absolutely nuts for her. Even when she set the Kansas State record for wins or Kansas State record for pins, I mean, those were golf claps. You know, but then somehow fate put Addie Broxterman in a position against an opponent that had beaten her the day before, gave her a third period deficit, and she had to find a way to pin that girl. And when she did, we said that rocket ship is reserved for state champions, and it is, and it still is. And Addie is the one that cemented that for us. And that's the kind of thing that they write movies about, man. Like there's no way that moment will ever be recreated. And she went over to shake hands with the opposing coach. She came back, and like in that moment when I realized, okay, we're state champs, it's like, no, Addie, you're going up. This isn't going to be a normal high five and a hug. And the roof just blew off the place. And I don't know if everybody knew other than our coaching staff that match secured a state title, but I wanted to make sure that Addie knew it in that moment. So that was a pretty special thing. Like I said, something that I'll remember not just for the rest of my career, but for the rest of my life. And I have a feeling that anybody that was there that witnessed it, they'll have the same memory.
Damon Parker is our guest, the head coach of Washburn Rural Girls Wrestling, the state champions in classes 6 and 5A for the third time in 4 years, and the Junior Blues are our Wendy's High School Athletes of the Week. And Damon, I wanted to close this just asking about your team in general. Obviously, every championship is a special one at any level, and to win 3 in 4 years, that is a feat that truly no one else has accomplished up until this point in the state of Kansas. What makes this year different? What made this team, what made this championship different than the ones you guys have pulled in the past at Washburn Rural?
I mean, it's so hard to pinpoint one specific thing, because like there are so many things that make each team different. They've all got a different makeup. And I think this year, probably the thing that makes us the most different from the other championship years is, I think there are probably two things. Number one is the adversity that we faced throughout this year. And number two, this is the best team that I've ever coached. Comparable to anybody else in the country, any other boys team or girls team that I've ever coached, like, relatively speaking, it is the best team that I've ever seen, especially on the girls' side. Like, for example, we I was looking at the high school national rankings the other day, and Bixby, Oklahoma, they won an Oklahoma State championship this year, and this team beat them by 100 points. South Sioux City is ranked number 23 in the country. They won a Nebraska State championship. We beat them by 495.5 points in Council Bluffs. The Waverly team that's ranked number 28, they won the Iowa Team State Championship, and our girls beat them by 569 points. And then Dodge City is ranked number 19 in the country, and we just beat them at the state tournament. There's the potential that this might actually be the best girls wrestling team in the United States right now. And I think the reason for that is we don't have the star power. We don't have the Fargo National Champs and all that kind of stuff. But we got girls that will fight you until there are 0 seconds left on the clock. And we took 10 girls to the state tournament this year, and all 10 of them made it to the second day, and all 10 of them contributed 5 or more points. I've never seen anything like it. It was a true team effort. And we have on the front door of our locker room, we have a sign that says, if you are not prepared to put this team first, then turn around. Like, if you're going to put the individual needs in front of the team needs, then we don't have any use for you. And there's no better example of that than Alexis Fredrickson, our 135-pounder, who spent the first half of the year at 130. And she moved up to 135 knowing two things. That one, it was going to make it a heck of a lot harder for her to win a state championship at 135 than it would have been at 130. And two, it made our team stronger. And she did that, and Alexis placed sixth. And she's now a 3-time state medalist. She finished fifth as a sophomore, third as a junior, and then sixth this year. Her lowest medal. And I caught her before we left the auditorium, and I was like, you know, that medal around your neck is the most important one that you've ever won, because the sacrifice that you made by moving up a weight for our team, you scored 13 points today, and we won the state championship by 12. And if you wouldn't have made that move, then we would have brought home a second-place trophy. And that's just a perfect example of the selflessness that this team showed throughout the entire year and having to sometimes even intentionally put yourself in harm's way, in adversity's way, and still finding a way to overcome. I'll never have another team like this. We're going to win more state championships. We're not done with that. But I can't imagine ever having a team that comes together the way that this one did at the right moments.
What a run it has been for Washburn Rural Girls Wrestling, and what a year it has been for the Junior Blues as well, picking up a state championship for the third time in just 4 years. The Junior Blues are our Wendy's High School Athletes of the Week, and to talk all about this championship run the entire 22-23 season, we're joined by Damon Parker, the head coach of the Washburn Rural Junior Blues Girls Wrestling Program. Damon, thank you so much for taking the time for us. We really appreciate the opportunity to get to talk to you about your state champions this year. Congratulations. And best of luck on the offseason and the start of another defense of a title coming up next year.
Thanks, sir. Appreciate the coverage. Go Blues.